China is the world's biggest market for robotics. Last year, the country installed nearly as many robots as the U.S. and Europe combined. It's all part of a government mandate we told you about yesterday, backed by billions of dollars to build as many robots as possible. Now, Asma Khalid from member station WBUR brings us part two of the story, how American robotics companies are trying to be a big part of that march to automation.
Rodney Brooks is a robot guy with white wavy hair and an Australian accent that's hard to miss. He has spent his entire life working on robots and artificial intelligence.
I was a co-founder of iRobot, which makes the Roomba vacuum cleaner and makes them in China. By around 2004, I noticed that labor wasn't as plentiful as it had been in China.
Brooks says China's one-child policy had devastated the country's labor pool. 90 million workers will be gone by 2040. That's according to data from the World Bank.
Everyone thinks China has an infinite supply of labor, but it doesn't.
Brooks realized cheap labor in China wasn't going to be around forever.
So there's going to be some disruption worldwide in manufacturing, which is one of the reasons I started this company.
The company he's referring to is his latest venture, Rethink Robotics. It makes intelligent robots that can be used for simple, repetitive manufacturing tasks. Brooks says his first robot was designed for the U.S. market, but then he created a smaller robot called Sawyer. It's a red arm with grippers, and he took Sawyer to China.
We saw that there was a labor shortage in China, and electronics manufacturing was not going to move away from China, no matter what anyone says. So we went to where the market is.
I'm in a massive convention center in South Beijing for the World Robot Conference, and there are thousands of people here. Everywhere you turn, there are companies demoing their latest product. You can see industrial arms or little dancing humanoid robots performing a routine, or even a life-size robotic version of the former Chinese basketball star Yao Ming shooting a ball through a hoop. It's here at this expo that I also spot a booth with robots from Boston-based Rethink Robotics. That's Sawyer, the Rethink robot, putting together electronic equipment. And every few minutes, a commercial blares out from the sound speakers, advertising the robot's flexibility and safety. On the other side of this booth, there's a robot making coffee, and that's where we meet Tina Tang with one of Rethink's China distributors. Tang says Rethink is targeting the 3C market. That's short for computer, communication, and consumer electronics.
We started to officially sell the robots in June of last year. Since then, we've sold around 400 machines.
Tang says Rethink has sold robots to Foxconn, Amazon, BYD, the car manufacturer, and Weishan, the biggest gas and electric meter company in China. She says each Rethink robot arm costs about $45,000.
The price tag is a challenge because there are more and more local robotic companies emerging and they offer a better price.
This point on price is something we heard from both a Chinese researcher and a consumer electronics CEO. The other criticism we heard is that although the Rethink robots are really high-tech, and in fact superior to what else is out there, they're not necessarily practical for a Chinese factory. But there is still a massive appetite for robots among Chinese manufacturers. The thing is, there are also now massive Chinese government subsidies for domestic robotic companies. Beijing is pouring tens of billions of dollars into robotics and AI. President Xi Jinping has an ambitious plan called Made in China 2025. The goal is to turn his country into a hub for advanced manufacturing through automation. Tang says this policy is great, and it'll help shine a spotlight on robotics.
But comparatively speaking, because we think it's a foreign brand, it won't get the same strong support from the government as the local brands.
Still, U.S. companies want into the Chinese market, and the Chinese want them to come. Back in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on the second floor of an old stone building, there's a venture capital firm called InTeahouse. Now, there's a lot of VC firms around this town, but this one is unusual.
We build a connection with local entrepreneurs and international investors.
That's Xin Lu. She runs In Tea House. She grew up in Beijing, and her mission with this firm is to build a global network that revolves around China.
If you need to raise money, if you need to fund the market, if you need to fund the partner in China factory, we help you.
This fall, for the second year in a row, In Tea House took about a dozen Massachusetts robotics companies on a tour through China to meet investors, customers, and business partners. So while selling automation in America isn't always easy, in China, finding eager customers is no problem. For Here and Now, I'm Asma Khalid.
And Asma's story was made possible by the Bringing Home the World International Reporting Fellowship Program for Minority Journalists at the International Center for Journalists.